previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Guys, I know we joke about it often. We're like, oh, when do we get to retire? When do we get to retire?
Oh, we were speaking about the lotto this morning.
Winning 100 million rand, then we can retire. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, if you're Tatiana, what's the surname? Tatiana
Skuma. No. That's your Smith. Smith now. Mm.
If you're Tatiana Smith, then
Tatiana. You
know, Tatiana Smith.
Produce corn.
Skumaka.
Tatiana Skumaka. How did it go? What did Charlton say?
What a mess.
What did you say? What did you call it?
I confused it with Roland.
You said Smith. Yeah. Smith.
I think it's Smith as well. I don't know.
Anyways. Whatever she wants to be.
Yeah. She is retired.
She is retired at 27 years old. But a very important conversation we need to have.
Is Smith when you arrived?
Is it? Is it Smith?
Yes.
I'll take it. Is this word, this two-part word that's floating around and has been for a couple of months now, two-pot retirement system. I don't know what it means. I mean, we sign these documents, we take out these policies, we look after ourselves, and we hope that by the time we get to retirement, we've done everything that we need to do. However, I'm very confused, and I'm pretty sure you are listening this morning, what the two-pot retirement system is.
Well, I mean, ultimately, we know that it does involve taking out a portion of your retirement savings before you retire.
Which is dangerous.
That, in its most simplistic form, is what we know. But we've also got someone here to kind of break it down and unpack it for us in full.
Yeah, absolutely, we do. We have Nina Humphreys from Amberton Financial Services. Good morning. Welcome to Algoa FM Breakfast.
Good morning, everyone. Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's a bit vroeg, word.
I come from The Hague, so you guys can imagine.
Oh, my goodness. How was the traffic?
Well, pretty light, I have to say. I don't usually drive this early, so it was pretty great. Yeah.
Nina, two-pot. Is it self-explanatory as the word says two pots?
Well, the interesting thing, it's actually four pots, to be honest. For those guys in a Provident Fund, it's actually a four-pot system because, so 2 years ago, 3 years actually, 2021, they already made retirement reform where they said guys with Provident Funds that can access it in full at retirement, they want to stop that because guys are taking their money and they're spending it. They're not actually annuitizing it, you know, or getting an income from it. So they already changed the whole game in 2021, whereby they said, right, so everything you've saved to date, we're going to vest that. You still have full access to that, all right? However, all contributions plus the growth thereon from 1 March 2021, you have to follow new rules as per pension funds and retirement funds, which means one-third is cash, two-thirds has to be annuitized for an income. Which obviously is a lot of people, you know, resigned their work because they were like, they're going to take my money and all that. So that already created a panic.
I was going to say, you saw a lot of people resigning before that March 2021 date.
To get access. And it's actually such a good thing. We fully support what government did there because it is a reality, you know. People are living off SASSA in this country, you know. Yeah. So that was the first part that happened, right? And then, you know, with COVID as well, it started the conversation of, you know, people needing emergency access to funds. And obviously people couldn't work, they didn't have an income, it was getting quite tough. But since then, you know, they started keeping on with this whole system because in general, South Africans have a very poor savings culture. Mm. You know, and understand, we can understand that it's a very tough economy. So, you know, because most people are saving in the form of a compulsory employer-provided fund, this is the only forced way people are saving.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is say, okay, because you're saving at least there, you know, let's allow people some emergency access to funds. So this is how two-pot originated. Now they're saying, okay, so from 1 September, one-third of your monthly contribution will be put into a savings pot. Two-thirds will go into a retirement pot. So they're splitting your monthly contributions. Your savings pot, in essence, you can access once a year, minimum of 2,000 rand, but no maximum. Okay, so you can access everything in there every single year. The two-thirds that go to your retirement pot is basically inaccessible. You have to annuitize that upon retirement. So let me just say we are totally against this, guys. It's really, really, really bad planning.
I'm going to just jump in here quickly, Nina, because, sure. I mean, I was always taught, like, you know, if there's one thing you don't touch, it's your retirement annuities and those things. Because over the years, you mentioned it earlier as well, people changed jobs, there was a payout. They used that money, they didn't transfer it to the new annuity. Mm. They used that money completely and had to start over from scratch again.
Exactly.
And the danger here is, am I correct in saying that the fact that you can, or the fact that you have access to that now, means that at retirement, you'll have less money to retire with.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but also, Nina, are those not two completely contradictory strategies? I mean, you mentioned 100%. The four-pot system initially, where the plan was to help people save and not blow their retirement annuities.
Yes.
And now there's a completely converse idea where you're offering access and you're allowing people to dip into those savings.
Yeah.
And I can understand now why you're saying initially you were in complete agreement, but now, you know, you're on the other side of the fence in that you're not in favor at all.
Because now it's becoming a norm.
It is a norm. People are like, this is my money.
You'll be able to access this, and you're saying once per year and there's no maximum threshold on that either. That's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous, guys. And also remember, if you keep dipping into your savings pot, right, upon retirement, this is your one third. Mm. If you've depleted your savings pot, there's no cash payable to you.
Yeah.
So you will only have a monthly pension. There's no lump sum payable to you. But our biggest fear and the biggest danger, you know, you effectively taking money from your retirement to solve a short-term problem.
Yeah.
But the long-term consequences, guys, I cannot reiterate this enough, is really, really poor. And our biggest pitfall we're going to see is, you know, when you access retirement funds, it's a lump sum tax table that is taxed on. And on retirement, a retirement lump sum tax table. So two different tax tables. But now this savings pot will be taxed on your marginal income tax rate.
Mm.
So that means it will be added onto your income earned for the year. So they're going to tax you
puts
on
you in a different bracket entirely.
Different bracket. Yeah. So the fear we have is, you know, you have people maybe that are not within tax payable region yet. This is going to push them into a taxable situation. Your employer is unaware of that. Come end of tax year, you're not maybe doing tax returns, but you actually owe sales money and you don't even know it.
No.
And then when you retire, and there's maybe some lump sum left, they're going to take their money plus penalties, you guys. So you know, there's a big risk lying in our people, and we fear for them.
And I mean, you mentioned long-term impact. My thing is, you know, you say there isn't a threshold in terms of the maximum amount that can be taken out. Is there a threshold even around the age at which you can access? Because I'm thinking, you know, long-term impact, if you are young and you know we're near retirement age and you access this two-pot system, by the time you eventually are at retirement age, you've got nothing.
Exactly. So you can imagine if you're taking your so what's going to happen now? Obviously, the guy said, well, at 1 September, I've not contributed yet. So I need to have a little something to start off with. And so that's where this 30,000 comes in. So they're going to take 10% of your vested pot, right? And they're going to seed your savings pot with the 10% or to a maximum of 30,000. So if you've got 300K in your vested pot, they're going to give you 30,000 upfront.
Okay, so this is what Mike is referring to on Telegram. Mike says the maximum annual limit to savings withdrawal we've been told is 30K max.
So that's the misconception. There's no maximum. If you pay 300K a year, 100K goes into your savings pot, you can access that. The 30,000 is only to start off with as a seeding capital, whether it's from your preservation fund, your ROA, your provident fund. And remember, guys, this is per fund. So you can access each and every retirement fund every year.
If you have more than one. So it's a very important conversation, I'm going to say, to the HR departments now, to have this conversation with employees.
And if they've got group benefits.
Yeah.
So it would essentially be pension, provident, retirement annuity, or a preservation fund.
Correct.
Yeah. But Belinda's saying here it's important to note that the two-pot is there to balance short-term needs in the event of emergencies versus balancing long-term objectives.
100%. So remember, guys, there's no one shoe-fits-all approach here. Everybody has a different situation, but that's why I urge you to speak to somebody, because still, if you think about it, if you take a loan for 30,000 rand, you pay it off with 2-3 maybe 4 years, you took out 30,000 rand, you've got 10-20 years left to retirement. The impact of that, and maybe you access it every year, you need to consider those consequences.
Also, to reciprocate the whole situation now, if you look at the FSP, by way of example, millions, billions will be taken out of those accounts from a business point of view as well.
Correct.
And from business, that's not good.
Wayne is saying on Telegram, he says you then lose the benefits of compound interest.
Correct. So you can imagine what that's going to do over a few years. Mm. The one good thing they did do you spoke earlier about the age appropriateness of this. So if you were 55 or older on 1 March 2021, you are not automatically subject to the system. Mm. You have to opt in. So you have to choose to actually be part of
it. If you were part of that initial
yes. On 1 March 2021, you didn't form part of the split invested and non-vested benefits. So you have the option to opt into the system by 1 September 2025. So you have a year to think about it. Obviously, please don't.
I mean, are we talking about the negatives of this? I mean, is there any positive to this at all?
The positive, I think the only small little lining is that people are not going to just resign their jobs anymore because they have this access. They don't have to resign to get access to their benefits. So that is a small little silver lining, I suppose.
Yeah, but you're working pretty much for your whole life with no end.
With no end.
No end in sight.
And most people in South Africa cannot retire.
No.
Less than 10%, I think it's around 6%, to be honest, of working people in South Africa can actually retire comfortably, which equates 75% of your income.
Frightening numbers you're giving us this morning, Nina. Thank you so much for joining us. I mean, we can unpack
this.
Thanks,
Nina, for making our morning.
welcome to my life, yeah.
This conversation we had now will be podcast as well for those who could just caught the back end of it as well.
That really like to have it as a podcast. They'd like, some of them would want to play it for their staff. They're saying thank you, this is such an important conversation.
We'll put it up onto our website, algofm.co.za. Nina Humphreys from Amberton Group, thank you for joining us. If anyone listening right now wants to make contact with you, they can.
They're welcome. Sure. They're welcome. We're situated in 250 Woomer Boulevard. They're welcome to pop by or give us a call. Our landline is 0415817170.
Nina has lots of time to take all your calls today.
Just ask for Nina Humphreys. She was on our Go-Fin breakfast.
Nina, if I pop by, if I swing by, I can just have a cup of coffee, don't speak to you, and then just drive off again.
You're welcome to. You might have a couple of guys that want to join you, but you're welcome.
Thanks for sharing. Important news.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us this morning on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.